you look back, the things that you've done, not just for Jack in the Box, but as an expert in food safety and quality matters as it relates to food?
Well, you know, I read your very nice editorial, and I'm not sure I live up to all the stuff you put in there, but thank you for being so kind. I guess if I wanted to be remembered about something, it would be as a person who always asked, why couldn't something be better, rather than why it should stay the same. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that if people take a look at any situation with the belief that it can always be better than it is today, you'll find a way to make it better. And some of the things that we were able to accomplish here at Jack in the Box, people just said weren't possible. And you know, full circle on that, and this kind of cracks me up, we put in finished product sampling on ground beef back in 1993. And, I mean, it was just heresy, right? Frankly, for the longest time in the beef industry, if the name Theno was mentioned, there was a very colorful string of adjectives that went in front of it. Mm-hmm. But as we demonstrated the efficacy of that and how it could work and what it was really all about, more and more people started asking for what still is termed in the industry the Jack in the Box program. Mm-hmm. And with some amusement and actually satisfaction, this spring, Patrick Boyle comes out, chairman of the AMI, and says, if you're in the ground beef business, you should be doing finished product sampling. So I called him up. I asked him if, you know, he had decided to just, you know, give up sanity and join the dark side or what. And Patrick and I are old friends. He and I have been together through thick and thin on a lot of stuff. And he just laughed. And he said, well, now I know. Well, yeah, I've learned all those names that they used to call you. But I think that that's the thing, see, is there's a lot of people in the food industry that have always wanted to find ways why you shouldn't change. The status quo is fine. But, you know, that everything evolves, and things can get better. And almost all industries are led by people that are kind of pioneers and innovators, you know, that have dared to say, why does it have to be this way? Can't we do it a better way? And then once it becomes commonplace, you know, then everyone moves on. We're involved with a lot of stuff right now, but one of them, you know, one of the issues du jour in the food safety, of course, is produce safety. And just to kind of give you an indication about how much things can change, the beef industry and NCBA reached out to the produce people to help them think about how to help their commodity. And that just makes my heart feel good. Mm-hmm. Here's the NCBA led these efforts, and if you think about the you know, active effort that the beef industry per se put into improving their commodity and continues to do that, and then had a willingness, even in someone else who's having a problem, to reach over and say, hey, look, we don't know that this will work for you, but let us show you what we did. And we were pretty successful at it. You know, those are the kind of things, if I could leave a legacy or a hope in the industry, it would be that more people start asking, why can't it be better, than coming up with excuses why it shouldn't change.
Mm-hmm. Or just looking only at your particular situation and not joining hands with others who might be able to help make the medicine go down easier, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've been watching with some, I guess, level of amazement and humor, you know, all these discussions about unified food safety agencies and all that kind of stuff, and mm-hmm. Making food safer should be a pretty simple thing, but boy, the regulatory world certainly makes it seemingly complex. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's really about doing simple things well and consistently. Mm-hmm. And probably another one of the reasons why I never opted for a public service job. My approach to those things is probably too simplistic, and and my tolerance for some of that political activity mm-hmm. is, let's just say, kind of low. Mm-hmm. So those are things, you know. I've looked at, you know, and I know a bunch of the young scientists and the people that are running food safety programs around today, and I feel good about where the industry's going overall. I appreciate the provisioner and, you know, and other trade publications and organizations are taking a much more active role in talking about food safety today. That's a good thing. I do a lot of public speaking, you know, to groups and things like that. Mm-hmm. And if there's people listening in on this, or if it's something that you could weave into an article later, a couple of things I wanted to leave in people's would want to leave in people's minds that are in the food industry. First, you know, people have provided a huge level of trust that what you provide them is going to be safe. You know, they're spending their hard-earned money for something you're providing, and they have the right to have faith that the products are safe and fine. But there's a lot of pressures in manufacturing and in industry, cost pressures and all kinds of other things. But at the end of the day, the only factor that if you're involved with foods that matters is the safety of them. It's the one thing that you bet your business on every day. You know, if you mess up on yields or your productivity goes down or, you know, you have too much waste, that costs you a few bucks. But if you have a catastrophe in food safety, people can get sick and die. And so you need to be absolutely vigilant and dogged that food safety is always the most important thing going on in your plant or with your operation. And it's funny how many times I'll go to things and I ask people, if it's manufacturing, how many guys know what their productivity was yesterday or machine uptime or, you know, how was your labor last week? And they can tell me with great specificity. I say, well, how was your HACCP system last week or how was pre-op sanitation this morning? And you get answers like, oh, pretty good. Like, if you don't have the level of mm-hmm. specificity and certainty about that, then I would suggest that your focus is misplaced, mm-hmm. and you need to refocus and make sure that's going on. And the last thing that I always tell people, and I think that this really comes to play, and this is a little bit of a story about me at the end here. You know, I've been in food safety almost 35 years now. And I, like everyone else, you know, in my field, you know, read things like Mortality and Morbidity Weekly and, you know, stuff from the CDC and all that. And I read these reports, you know, about some, you know, poor elderly woman in Ohio that, you know, was exposed to salmonella and died. And, you know, they're very clinical kind of things, right? But when I got here and I got to meet Ronnie Rudolph, the mother of Lauren Rudolph, who was the first child that died in the outbreak in 93. She actually died in 92. Mm-hmm. She was 6 years old. And I got to see firsthand what that meant to her family and the people around her and the loss of the six-year-old. And it changed me. You know, that was one of those awakening events. And, well, it had always been a passion of mine. It became much more than that. And so what I try to help people understand in their own way is that as they prepare to make food safety decisions every day, there are people that have to do this every day, that they need to pick a six-year-old of their own, whether it's their child or their niece or nephew or the neighbor's kid or, you know, just the six-year-old of a friend or something, and put that little kid on your shoulder. And you know what? Your job is to keep them safe, and if you keep that in mind, you won't make bad decisions. Mm-hmm. You just won't. And I can't tell you how many people I've had come and tell me the other day, said, you know, I had a tough thing the other day, but, you know, that six-year-old that you talked to me about, you know, came and helped. So it's not a bad way to keep in touch with what this is all about.